Page 14. Immediately after the burning of Jerusalem and the temple, in that great day of the Lord, everything that pertained to the Jewish hierarchy was destroyed. The words of the prophet Daniel and of Jesus came to pass as they had declared, and it was precisely at the appointed time. And now, whether it is the ancient religion of the Jews or the more modern religions of Christendom, along with all the others, there is no difference. The stars hanging in the heavens today, however, incorporate a larger field, a vast array. These star specks are dignitaries such as kings, queens, presidents, chancellors, senators, congressmen, governors, despots, corporate CEOs, corporations, the Federal Reserve, the international banking system, the CFR, the film industry, Hollywood idols, rock stars, television evangelists, mega church preachers, individual churches, church organizations, nations of the world, Wall Street, and men and women of high prestige in the social world of vanity and pride, etc. All of the above and more are the stars of the heavens of this world. And the shocking truth is, some or all of these can be found in our own heavens, at least the spirit of them. I don't like that thought, but it is true. Even so, all these things of the world will fall and become the kingdom of the Lord and His anointed. They will be revealed in us and to us. They will be judged, dealt with, and overcome before they will be elsewhere. For the time has come, and the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4:17. If the truth were known, although not in full manifestation, such as this has already taken place in the lives of those who make up the first fruits of the corporate body of Jesus Christ. In the midst of the day of the Lord, the great dragon and his angels, every usurping, exalting religious imagination conceivable, among other defamations, have risen in their heavens and have warred against them and their chief angel and commander. In many cases, the enemy has been cast down and has little, if any, influence on their thoughts, their lives, or their deeds. Although the process is yet to be finished, they are being made ready as the day of the Lord dawns, and the members of his body are awakened to not only grave oppositions, but especially to victory on every front. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24:31.